We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting right in the middle of the Amud Amud Beis, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, by the beginning of the line where it says V'Bayis Eima. So we are discussing the halacha of Musukenes. The halacha is if you have a baby, you have a behemah that's dangerous or ill. The halacha is that if you shecht it, then it's kosher. And the Shaili Mar wants to know is who said a Musukenes is kosher to shecht. So Mar brought down so far two mahalchim. Now on the third mahalach for Makar, that Mr. Kenneth was terrorist. B'bayisem mahalcha, beginning of a line, halfway down the Amid. B'bayisem mahalcha, we'll bring it right from this pasuk. A pasuk in Yecheskel. A pasuk says in Yecheskel that Karis Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel that he should eat a certain type of bread, a very low, lowly bread that's usually made for aniyim, and they're gonna bake the bread on Tzoyas Adam, as used as a kecholim. And he was very upset, Yecheskel, that he has to eat such bread. V'omar. And he said, "Aha, Hashem Elokim." He says, woe to me, Hashem Elokim. Hinei nafshi lo metuma. I never became tamei. V'nevelo treif lo yechalti. And I never ate nevelo treif from the urai from when I was a child. V'adalta lo yibava fi b'sar pigel. And I never ate any pigel. And pasuk shah in the pasuk is a little shver. It's a chiddush. He didn't eat pigel. He didn't eat nevelo treif. It's not a chiddush. So Gemara, it can't be kipshuta. So Gemara darsh, what the pasuk means to say is like this. Each thing is something else. He nafshloi matuma, that I've never became tummy. What does that mean? Shlararti b'yoyim, I didn't think bad thoughts by day, but love the tuma b'layla, to come to tuma's carry at night. And why is that a chiddush? The Tosfos is bothered by that. When Tami Myra Busa the Yecheskel, I called him nami osir. You're not allowed to do that. No one's allowed to do that. No one's allowed to have inappropriate thoughts. This would come to tuma at night. So Tosfos answers the filo chashlo rabusa, because it says three things a person is not nitzel. Hira, veira, lashon hara, ve'in tefillah. And that, and Maisi Cheskel was a nitzel for that, that's a chiddush. But the Meiri adds an extra kenech. His why does a person think bad thoughts? Because he's thinking about shtusim elokshin, so it comes to thinking about bad thoughts. But if someone thinks about Torah the whole day, and thinks about very hayich hazachin, tifa things, he won't come to even have a hira veira. That was what Cheskel was saying, that he only had Hirurim about the Avodas Hashem all day, and therefore he never came to the day Tumah. What's an Avela Trevel Echalti Mnurei? What's Taich in that? Shleichalti Basa Kois Kois Moilam. I never ate any Basa Behema, that's Mr. Kenneth that you say, go Shecht quickly before something happens, before it dies. So I never ate from a Behema Mr. Kenneth. But Loi Baba Fi Besar Pigel, and I never ate any pigle. What does that mean? Shleichalti Behema Shereb Chacham. I never ate from a Behema that the Chacham Paskin, there was a Shiloh, we had to bring it to the Chacham to Paskin, and he never ate from such a Behema. And some say it that the Chiddush is that usually when you have to go to a Chacham, there's some kind of coolers you have to be Sevechan. He never did that. The Mashav is a little different. Says, why is it called Pigle? It says, because you already threw it in your head. You had a Machshava that you're not going to eat it, and therefore you didn't eat it anymore. A different shot, what it means, Loi Baba Fi Sar Pigle, means he never ate from Behema that they didn't take off the matonos of Zeroya L'chaim V'akev and gave it to the Kohen. Now, why is that a Chiddush? Of course you have to give the Zeroya L'chaim V'akev. So, Rashi, the Chiddush was that even though he was a Kohen himself, because look, either way out, taking off the Zeroya L'chaim V'akev, but still he never ate it without being mafreshit. He always just makes sure to be mafreshit first. So what do we see in part of this Pirush HaPasuk? That he never ate from Basa, you have to say Kois Kois, you have to say Shechta quickly. See, I'm Vishloim Masharya, if you say Mr. Kenneth is Mutter, Heiner Busa de Yecheska, it's a Chiddush Yecheska, even Yecheska, even though it was Mutter, he still didn't eat it. Why didn't he eat it? Because Lemaisa, the halachas of Pirkos, the halachas of when it's still considered alive, it's not so Pashut, and therefore he was careful not to eat it. But Eli Amrit Asir, if it's Asir, Mar Busa de Yecheska, no one's allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat any behemoth Mr. Kenneth. So obviously Mr. Kenneth is Mutter, because if not, it wouldn't be a Chiddush that Yecheska didn't eat it. It's also to everyone. So it must be that Mesukenes is really Mutter. So this is the third Makar that Mesukenes is Mutter. We had one Makar is from that we had to Aser and Nevela and Trefa and say that Tzchal on the Chelev. Another Pshat is the extra word Chelev. And the third Pshat is from Yecheskel that says the Chiddush. He didn't eat from Behem Mesukenes. Mashma, for everyone else, really it's Mutter. It was a special Chumra that Yecheskel did. They didn't eat from a Behem Mesukenes. So now we have to go back to our Mishnah. Mishnah says if something that's muchzik, that it's Mesukenes, which means it's established that it's a behemoth Mesukenes, so then the only way it's a good Shechita is if it shows some sign of life until the end of the Shechita, and this way we know it didn't die before the Shechita. Now how do we know, how does something come established as a Mesukenes? Hechidami Mesukenes. I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav, kol shemid moisa ve'eino imedes. Anytime you stand it up and it doesn't stand, if it plops back down, that means it's Mesukenes. It has no kaychus, it has no power to stand on its own two feet. Then or on 4 feet, actually. So then the halach is that it's called the mesukenes. Rav Chaim Yerushalmi Mishrei the Rav Amru, that even more, even a filo mecheles bekas, even a filo mecheles bekias, even if it eats pieces of wood, which is a very strong teeth, and it really eats well, but still, if it can't stand, it's a mesukenes. Even though it looks like it has kaiches, it's eating these pieces of wood. Even if it eats beams, even big pieces, big 2x4s, it eats such a thing. It's still called mesukenes if it can't stand, even though it has so much kaiches. So we have, it's not machlokes here. Rav said it's called mesukenes if it can't stand on its own 4 feet. Rav Chanan Mishlama added on that even if it can eat wood chips, and Rav Chanan said even if it can eat beams, it's still considered a mesukenes. That's the way they have the sugya in surah. They just add on that Rav Yehuda b'Sevshei Rav, the words of Rav Chananya as well. We stand it up and don't stand. Even if it eats these wood chips, still it's called mesukenes. Even if it eats beams, it's still called a mesukenes. So Akapanim, what makes something established in Mesukenes? If you stand it up and it doesn't stand on its 4 feet, then if it plops back down, then it's called Mesukenes. Now, Ashkechen and Shmuel, Tamid the Rav, Omalahu, the Shmuel found Tamid the Rav, said, Omalahu, my Omar Rav Mesukenes, what's Rav tining these days in the sugya of Mesukenes? Omru lay, so they told Shmuel, Hoche Omar Rav, this is Rav saying, now on top of Lama Chesem Rav, Hoche Omar Rav, that Goya, if it screams while it's being slaughtered, while it's being geshechted, v'atila rei, or it's matal tsoya b'shas d'shchita, or v'kishkisha, or v'ozna, or it moves its ear, harezu pirchas. This is called pirchas, it's called a sign of life, and it's kosher. And there's a chiddush over here. The first two things, screaming and atila rei, is not really any movement, it's still called pirchas. And kishkisha ozna is called pirchas. Now, omalahu, Shmuel saw from this, he says, Vishlama Goya and Atil Reya here, it's a chiddush. But why do you say they have to move its ear? It's a very fine movement, and that really shows a lot of life. You need so much life that it even moves its ear and to be called Pirkus. Amalahu, Shmuel said to him, it's Tzrichla Abba, Abba is Rav. It's a Loshon Chashivas for Rav. Or Tzrichla Abba La Azuzi Uni, you have to move the ear? Shani, Oima, I say, Kol She'e Dvarm Shemisa, I say, anything that's a movement that's not a death motion, then that's called enough for Pirkus. So you have to actually do such a fine motion of moving the ear. So Mara wants to know, what does Shmuel mean by Kol She'e Dvarm Shemisa, I say? How do you know what's something that Misa, I say, what's not? My new Dvarm Shemisa, I say, I'm a rabbi, Onon, Lim Farshim, and Dvarm Shmuel. They explain me what Shmuel says. It sounds like I heard this from Mar Shmuel himself. From Shmuel himself, that sounds like this. Hoysa yada kfufa pashtasa. If his hands were bent, were clenched, and he opened them up, that's dava shabisa. That comes from Misa. That's not a sign of life. Pshuta v'kafa. But if it was spread out and he clutched it in, then that's dava shabisa misa. That's a sign of life. Right, the Gemara, Mike, if that's the case, Mike Kamash Malon, that's a Mishnah, Tanina. It says in our Mishnah, Hey, Medak, was partially Yavloch Zero. If it stuck out its hand, Veloyach Zero, Psulosh, and that's called Tzahas Nefesh. That's called a death, a motion of the death when it dies. Hach Zero, it's Mashma. If you Machzir it, that's Ksheira. So it's basically a first Mishnah, the whole Shmuel, the first Mishnah. So tomorrow, no. Im Mestisim, have a mina, you have to do both maybe. Dafka, the kaifo part of the kaifle. Maybe it was clenched, you opened it up and you closed it back up. That's called a maisa of a pirchas. Av a psut of kafas, if it was start off a shchita, the hand was spread out, then you clutched it in, then you crunched it in. Maybe loy, that wouldn't be enough of a pirchas. Kamas on Shmuel, that's called a pirchas. So the bottom line is like this, that Shmuel heard Rav say, Goya, Tila Reya, Kishkishavazda. Zok Shmuel, you don't need Kishkishavazda. That if you need a pirchas, it's enough that it opens, it clenches its fist. That's enough. Opening, that's a maisa misa. But if it clenches, that's a maisa pirchas. That's enough. You don't have to actually move the ear, which is a very fine fine sensory motion type of move. You could just close the hand. That's enough already. So now the Gemara is going to ask on the part that Rav says Goya v'Atila Rei is enough, that if it screams v'shas shchito or Atila Rei, that's enough to be called a pirkus. Meisvei Rabbi Yosi Oimer Hoyer Ramei Oimer. Ramei used to say Goya b'shav shchita ain't zeh pirchas. That's not a pirchas. Rav Eliezer, Rav Yisrael, Yemir Mishmoy, afilu atil rei, the kishkish of his nova, and to move the tail ain't zeh pirchas. That's not called a pirchas. Our Mishnah actually says that the Chum hold kishkish of his zonov is enough. That's arguing as Rav Yisrael. But Rav Meir holds that this is not called. This is not enough. This is saying v'shem Rameir. Let's bring v'shem Rameir that kishkish was not pirchas. And he also says, and the first two parts of the brayso also say that first of all goya is not called a pirchas and tirei is not called a pirchas. So kasha goya kasha rei it's kasha rav from goya and from rei. So my answer is no, it's not shver. Goya like kasha the avikala had avikala when it's a very thick voice that's called pirchas. Had avikala it's a very thin voice. Very voice that's not strong, a very weak voice. Then it's not called the Maisa Pirkus. So the bright side says that Goya is not a Pirkus, talking about a weak voice, and the Rav that says it's called a Pirkus, talking about a very strong voice. Reya Rei Nami Loi Kasha Kam B'Shei Seses. If it's just dripping out, that's not Pirkus. Kam B'Tarezas. If it's shooting it far away, that's called the Maisa Pirkus. That's called the Maisa Pirkus. So we're coming out of the Maisa that Rav means Goya with a very strong voice, and Tilre means Mitarezas, and he also has the Kishkish of Azna, that's all Pirkus. Shmuel argued and said that they don't need as much for movement, you don't need Azuzi Una, you don't even have to move the ear, it's enough if you move the hand, if you clench the fist, that's enough. And Amir Shem, the next sugi we're going to learn, when exactly does Pirkus have to happen? Obviously, after it's fully dead, obviously. You know, when it's fully dead, that's nothing. It's weird to have to show a sign of life. At what point in the Shechita does it have to show the sign of life? Mitzvah will have three Shechitas in that Indian when you have to show the Pirkus to show the sign of life.